All right, we're talking about movies that make you cry because this movie, A Star Is Born, just opened this weekend. The Bradley Cooper version, the fourth version of the story that's been told film-wise. It's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, and they're both really great in it, and it was a movie that and it made me cry. And so in honor of that, we're going to be talking about movies that make you cry, and I've got some lists here of some of the classic ones that are guaranteed to make you cry. 312-981-7200. So let's see. Here's Francis on WGN. Hi, Francis.
Hey, how are you guys this
morning? All right, what's up?
I'm talking about movies that make you cry.
Yeah.
My favorite movie of all times that makes me cry is called All Mine to Give.
And who's? And tell everybody about it.
It's about a family. She has like 8 kids, right? And she passes away, but she makes the oldest son promise that he will find a home for each one of his brothers and sisters. And he does, you know, and at the end, of course, he finds a home. But it's just so hard, you know, wrenching. It makes it. I'm a crybaby anyway. So my brothers and sisters used to always say, get the buckets, because every time we watched a movie that had any sad music playing, I was going to cry.
Right. Yeah, All Mine to Give is from 1957.
Okay, and, I was a little kid when we watched it on TV in black and white.
Yeah,
I love all black and white. Black and white is awesome.
Okay. All right, Francis, thanks for the call.
Okay,
Bye. All Mine to Give. I don't think I've seen this. Maybe I did when I was younger and I don't remember. Cameron Mitchell's in it, Glynis Johns, 1957. Patty McCormick was in it. So, yeah. Directed by Alan Rayner. All Mine to Give. He did a lot of TV work. This director did a lot of TV work. Did some Twilight Zones, Mannix. Oh, Mannix.
George will be happy.
George Carson will be very happy that we mentioned Mannix again. Yeah. So, you know, I got to say, I was really surprised by A Star Is Born. I mean, really, really surprised. Because I didn't, you know, one, I was, you know, everybody was talking about how much they loved it. It was getting nothing but rave reviews from people. And it's not that I distrust those reviews. I just, the commercials and the trailers really didn't do anything for me. I didn't necessarily think that we needed another version of A Star Is Born. And I've never been a Lady Gaga fan at all. And so all of those things kind of, and it was, you know, Bradley Cooper is his first movie as a director. And I was like, ugh, okay, I hope he does okay. So, you know, but then I see the movie and it's, as we talked about, it's absolutely brilliant. One of the best directorial debuts I've seen ever. And he's so good in it. And the music's all good. And she's great. I just was really blown away by it. And it made me weep. So, and I didn't expect that. I really didn't, you know. If you'd have told me 2 months ago that you were going to think A Star Is Born is one of the best movies of the year and it's going to make you cry, I'd be like, nah, I'm doubting that. But it really is one of the best movies of the year. All right, let's see. We got more movies that make you cry. 312-981-7200. Here's Jeff on WGN. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
I got a great movie for you. It's if you're an animal lover. Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Tom Hanks.
His buddy dies at the end.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. You know, there's that. That's a whole subcategory. Is like animal movies. You know, where they where they kill off dogs and stuff. Yeah, that's a whole like that. You could talk about that for 5 hours. So, all right.
Yeah, I know.
Jeff,
thank you.
Take care. Yeah. Well, always, Dan. It reminds me of when the movie came out.
It's a great story.
Roy Leonard was on vacation. And Roy Leonard and I reviewed movies together every Saturday morning, and he was off because he was on vacation, and Kathy O'Malley was sitting in. And so I was in the studio with Kathy O'Malley, and we reviewed Turner and Hooch. And keep in mind, this is the day after the movie opened. It opened that Friday. We reviewed it on the Saturday morning. So it was the day after the movie opened, And we're reviewing the movie, and Kathy says, you know, I really wish they wouldn't have killed the dog off at the end. And I went, no! And Kathy said that on the air. On the air. And then, like, the phone lines lit up. Everybody went nuts. Everybody was like, and I was like, Kathy, you can't just say, I wish they didn't kill off the dog at the end less than 24 hours after the movie's been released. People were planning on having a nice Saturday night to go see Turner and Hooch, and you let everybody know that the dog gets killed, the dog dies at the end. I remember, Dan, on our trip to Ireland, one of the movies that they showed was Marley and Me. And it was a plane full of people. I don't think they blindsided them. You know what I mean? Like, it was a plane full of people who were just weeping. This was on the way to Ireland. So that was one of the movies, and I had seen it, you know, and I was like, this is going to be a very, very upset plane in a little while. So it's not a great movie to show on a plane. People were just sobbing. Okay, let's take a break. News is coming up next. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5. My main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive on this Monday morning, beginning of your work week. And yeah. So our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Call us, text us. We're talking about movies that make you cry. Which movies make you cry? this new version of A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga just released over the weekend made me cry. I sat there in the theater Saturday crying. And I thought it was a really, really terrific movie and a really beautiful film. And that just got me to thinking about movies that make you cry. And we want to jump in here. Big tear jerkers. 312-981-7200. And at the end, as you know, as I've gotten older, I cry at like everything.
Right.
It's, as you know, I wasn't like that when I was in my 20s, and then I just started to get, and now, you know, I'm crying at TV commercials,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just ridiculous. But yeah, so Star is Born is the latest movie that made me cry. Do you have anything, any movies that, you know, kind of do that to you?
It's funny that you mentioned this topic, because it happened to me yesterday.
Really?
Not a movie that I saw that made me cry, but we were watching one of Emily's favorite cartoons, and it involved two puppies in a wagon. And at one point, they jump out of the wagon to make it go faster so the chameleon that's also riding in the wagon can meet up with his owner, who, you know, the chameleon's missing. And it flashed me back to Inside Out and the imaginary character and the wagon and the subconscious. And I was just like, oh, I almost started calling. I almost started crying right there. And, yeah, because, like, I mean, that is probably the most, you know, you cry, but like that was, I remember vividly, one of the last movies to make me cry so hard, yeah. Especially at that particular scene.
Yeah. And also, you know, you have daughters.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you listen, I think it's a prerequisite for,
right.
For Pixar to go, all right, we have to make people cry. I mean, Inside Out it destroyed me. Sure. I mean, I cried throughout most of that movie. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And we've talked about this before. WALL-E made me cry. Mm-hmm. Toy Story 3 made me cry. Up, the first 10 minutes of that movie.
Right.
Ridiculous. Coco is another one. But yeah, I mean, the Pixar movies, those are good, yep. Ones, man. Those are good ones to make you cry. They're guaranteed to get near the crying part. Yeah, but there are so many of them, and you know, it was funny because we were talking about in the car on the way to the movie, my folks and I were on our way to see A Star is Born, and we were talking about Love Story, when that came out. And I remember my parents went to go see it, and I guess my mom cried like her eyes out, and that was a big one. The movie came out in 1970. It was Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw. And that was a real tearjerker. I mean, people were, you know, a lot of people cried during Love Story. So that was a real big one. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Yeah. So, anyway, there was two movies that
that I was really thinking about. One, the first one really made me cry was Of Mice and Men. Well, the thing is, it is really hard to say who's the more tragic character in that one, George, right. Lenny, and Plot's well known, so I'll just leave that one hang.
Yeah.
The other movie I was thinking of was the Kenneth Branagh version of Hamlet. Casting that in the wrong century was just a travesty. That made me cry and scream.
All right. Well, that's not liking the movie though. It's like the movie made you cry because you didn't like it. which is, you know, I can understand that. I can totally understand that. But yeah, yeah. And then that was like the full text. So you had to you were angry and crying for about 4 hours, if I remember correctly. So Jim, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And in honor of A Star Is Born, the latest version, we're talking about movies that make you cry. Here is Janice on WGN. Hi, Janice.
Hi. Madam X and Imitation of Life.
Imitation of Life, man.
And Madam X, that was fantastic.
Yeah, Madam X is great. I mean, Imitation of Life is one of my favorite movies. I mean, that movie is unbelievable. I mean, Douglas Sirk directed that movie, and Douglas Sirk made a lot of movies that were very, very, very emotional. And he was sort of like the king of the Technicolor 50s tear-jerking drama. And there aren't many as good as Imitation of Life. It's a fantastic movie. Madam X is a great one too. So yeah, absolutely. Janice, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got a bunch of texts coming in. And let's see, here is John on WGN. Hi, John.
Yeah.
Hi.
Nick, I was coming up with some two movies. One was Thomasina, which was a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's about a cat that who belongs to a little girl, and her father's a veterinarian, and the father thinks the father's played by Patrick McGowan, and he thinks the cat has tetanus. So he gives the cat to his assistant, who's played by Wilford Brimley, who was Paul's grandfather in Hard Day's Night, but he had a minor acting role in Thomasina. And the little kids take the cat to a witch, who's played by, I can't remember, a female actress, and she nurses the cat back to health, and she almost adopts it, but Patrick McGowan's daughter is desolate about it, and she's like dying, and so the witch brings the cat over to the house again after it's cured, and it cures the little girl. But the other movie I was going to mention was Love Story, and I didn't want to go see it originally. They had that marketing campaign about love, reason never having to say you're sorry, and
right.
They had a picture of Ryan O'Neal and Holly McGraw in black and white in the newspapers. And I just detested the promo campaign for it, but my girlfriend begged me to see it when we were going steady when I was 15. And she started crying when Ali McGraw became ill.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, everybody, I mean, that was one of the biggest tearjerker movies of all time. And it was a huge...
Well, it was amazing. Yeah, I mean, I don't think the plot was that sensational, but it really was a tearjerker. I guess everybody really thought Ryan O'Neal and Ali McGraw were going together.
Yeah.
They were actually married in it. But when a movie comes on now, I still like to watch it, and it kind of makes me cry now.
Yeah. All right, John, thanks, man.
Okay.
Take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join us in honor of A Star Is Born, the new version of A Star Is Born, which is terrific, by the way. If anybody saw A Star Is Born over the weekend, you can call in and let us know what you thought of it, because it got three strong reviews from us here on the show, and I think it's one of the best movies of the year. 630 area code says, Up always makes me cry. My kiddos don't understand now, but they will someday. Yeah, the first 10 minutes of Up is ridiculous. Ridiculous. 815 area code says Love Story is the first movie I can remember that made me cry. 618 area code Australia. Oh, really? The Baz Luhrmann movie? It was filmed in the Australian outback. Years ago, Aboriginal people were discriminated against like blacks were in America. It features a little boy growing up at that time and era. Mark the Bread Man, a movie that makes me cry to this day, and I happily give up my man card, is E.T. Yeah, a lot of people cry during E.T. Jesse says, at 40 years old, I changed. We adopted a dog, and soon after, I became more emotional. I would get emotional about our son not being a little boy anymore. Movies, animated shows, or stuff make it difficult not to tear up during a sad scene, and there's no way that I'm watching This Is Us. Well, yeah. That's the thing now, man. That's the you want to talk about everybody crying. That's the show. This Is Us. That's the go-to if you want to cry. Alan in North Carolina says, the line to George Bailey, the richest man I know, gets me every single time, no matter how many times I've seen It's a Wonderful Life. Yes, the ending of It's a Wonderful Life makes me cry as well. 331 area code says, Mr. Holland's Opus. I've only seen it the one time, and I remember not crying. 815 says, a movie that's okay for guys to cry is Field of Dreams. Yeah, I get it every single time. Every single time. I sob when I watch Field of Dreams. The ending of that movie is ridiculous. It's crazy. 231 area code says, Bambi and Charlotte's Web. 847 area code says, Elephant Man, I cry every time. 815 says, The Iron Giant, that's a great movie. That is a great movie. I'm glad that movie has got, because it tanked when it came out, The Iron Giant. I mean, it was a flop. It was a complete flop. But I'm so glad that it's got, the recognition that it has now. Like, that people love that movie now, and they should have loved it when it came out. But nobody did. I mean, it tanked. But over the years, it's become a classic. Iron Giant has become a classic. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. Let's see. Here is Chuck on WGN. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, I'd like to suggest Running on Empty, Judd Hirsch, River Phoenix,
right.
Martha Plimpton.
Yep.
When they play Fire and Rain in that movie, if you don't cry, you ain't got no feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, take care. It's Running on Empty. Judd Hirsch, Christine Lottie, River Phoenix, Martha Plimpton. I did not cry during that movie, so I have no feelings, evidently. I like the movie. Let me just say that. I think it's a good movie. It just didn't make me cry. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join us here. Star is Born, the new Bradley Cooper version with Lady Gaga, is fantastic, and it did make me cry. So that's why we're talking about this. So we would love to hear from you. Talk or text 312-981-7200. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's it going? It's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Hawks played a crazy game last night with their home opener, and it was insane. It was a crazy, crazy game, and we'll play back the Express. They ended up losing. They lost 7-6 in OT, wow, what a game. You'll hear all the highlights when we play back the Express. That's coming up later. Right now, we're talking about movies that make you cry. What movies make you cry? 312-981-7200. We've covered the Pixar the Pixar world, because that seems to be, like I said, that seems to be mandatory that Pixar has to make movies that make you cry, because they made a ton of them. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We want to hear from you. And let's see. Let's go to Michelle on WGN. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Well, I'll tell you, it's so true. The older you get, you cry at everything. I cry at those darn Shriners commercials, the Shriners Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Aretha's funeral almost killed me. Man, as far as movies, several came to mind quickly. The first one was Brian's Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, as soon as Pig starts coughing, that's it. I'm like gone.
Yeah, that's one of those ones. I was talking with Carl Amari a little bit earlier when we were doing Crosstalk right before my show started, and I mentioned that we were gonna, this was the topic we were gonna talk about. The first thing that he said was Brian's Song.
Yeah, that's a big one. And another one that came to mind was Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. As things deteriorate, I'm like a sobbing for the breakup of race relations. It was just, that one really got me.
Yeah, I mean, it really did
toward the end.
I've not cried. I've seen Do the Right Thing a million times. I've never cried, but it does.
Really?
I mean, it affects me though, like deeply. But I've never really cried at Do the Right Thing. But it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's incredible. The last one I thought was the great Johnny Orifice.
Oh yeah, Johnny Orifice. Okay.
I'm still laughing at that. He gave me the best laugh in weeks.
All right, I appreciate that, Michelle.
It was a classic. See you later.
Right, see you later, bye. She's been listening for a long time, Michelle. You know, Dan, I mean, I recognize her voice. I know mm-hmm. she's been listening for a long, long time. God bless her. Johnny Orifice. For people who don't know what we're talking about, we were talking about board games and Operation. The game Operation came up, and the dude that you're doing the operating on, you're trying to take out his funny bone and all that other stuff. I couldn't think of his name because he had a name, and it's Cavity.
Cavity Sam.
Cavity Sam is his name. And I was like, what is his name? Johnny Orifice? And so that cracked up Michelle. So, and then we said what we were going to make an offshoot of it, like a ripoff?
Yes, Johnny Orifice.
Johnny Orifice, and it would be called Procedure, not
right,
Operation.
Right. real quick, by the way, just by far Clubhouse leader is Brian's song.
Oh, yeah.
At least 10 texts and
really?
Multiple calls.
So yeah, Brian's song is the one that comes up really, you know, that one. Anytime you talk about things that make you cry, Brian's song is
yep.
right near the top. So that one, people are still texting and calling in about Brian's song. All right. Here's Janet on WGN. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I have a newer movie and then a couple of older ones. Alpha.
Alpha, the one about the wolf that just came out?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Miracle on Ice. I know you like that one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Ghost, of course.
Ghost. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And has anybody cried on screen prettier than Demi Moore did in that movie? Like, it was
yeah.
like the perfect teardrops were coming down. I mean, it was just gorgeous crying is what that is. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I have another one, which I know you're what your reaction is going to be, because I know you hate it, Ice Castles.
Ice Castles. I hope Mary's listening, because that's, of course, the classic Robbie Benson movie, Ice Castles.
And I also have to tell you, I guess it didn't do anything at the box office, but the new one with Robert Redford and Sissy Spacek, very good.
Yeah, the old man and the gun. It's only in a few theaters. It's not in as many theaters as other movies. It's going to open up more. It's going to open up wide more as the weeks go by.
Okay.
So it's only in a few theaters
right
now. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Janet.
Okay.
See ya. Yeah. Ghost. Nobody cries that pretty. You know. Usually people get real ugly when they're crying. Not Demi Moore. It's the exact opposite. I like that movie, though. Yeah, I like that movie. Hey, Dan, you know that Jerry Zucker directed that movie, directed Ghost.
Really?
Yeah, so he's one of the Zucker brothers.
Yeah.
Who did the Airplane movies and all that stuff, or Airplane and then the Naked Gun movies. And I remember when Naked Gun, the second Naked Gun came out, that's directed by David Zucker. The second Naked Gun is directed by David Zucker. And so when the second Naked Gun came out, the ad campaign on the poster, the tagline on the poster says, from the brother of the director of Ghost.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's the best. here's Lisa on WGN. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
I love the older movies.
Yeah.
And my favorite love story is Random Harvest.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Have you seen it?
Oh yeah, that's a great. It's a great movie.
At the very end, I don't know how anybody could not cry at the very end of that movie.
That's a great film.
I also wanted to mention one more, if you don't mind.
No.
And that's Sling Blade.
Sling Blade makes you cry. I can see that.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I can see that. That's a terrific movie, too. That's a really good movie.
So. The performances in that one were so great.
I haven't watched it in a long time. It's been a really long time since I've watched it. Maybe I would have a different reaction to it now that because John Ritter passed away. And
right.
I mean?
He was so good in it.
He was so great in that movie.
Oh, my God.
So
and
great.
And that's part of the sadness was the way he was treated. I don't know. It was just pretty emotional for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can totally understand. Yeah. It's a terrific movie. But, yeah, people have not seen Random Harvest. They should. It's a great film. Great.
I remember once watching some show, and they were interviewing Mel Brooks, and they asked him what his favorite love story was, and he mentioned Random Harvest.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good. Yeah. Mel Brooks. Okay. Hey.
I know.
All right, Lisa, thank you.
Thanks a lot,
All
Nick.
Right, take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're getting a lot of texts and a lot of calls. People, you guys cry. Well, if you're going to cry, go see A Star Is Born. I guarantee you, you'll cry. Or you'll be close to crying, but I did. All right, the news is going to come up right after this. All right. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago on this Monday morning. And it's Monday. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. We'll have a Blackhawks Express from an absolutely crazy game from from last night. I'll tell you what, it was a hell of a home opener. And by the way, there's a bunch of pictures on WGNRadio.com from last night's home opener. Steve Cochran, Rokan, Kevin Powell, Todd Manley, and a whole bunch of other people were there. They broadcast live from there, and everybody went to the game and saw an insane game. I will say this. I don't know. You think? I wonder if Cochran, because Cochran's got to get up at.
Yeah,
I wonder if he left and missed the insanity.
It'll be interesting to find out later this morning. You know.
Yeah, because I mean, it really the third period was nuts. The last like 4 minutes of the game, leading into the overtime. Absolutely insane, and I think Cochran probably left because he's got to.
You'd imagine, yeah.
I mean, oh man,
like the start of that game was past his bedtime. You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. But they did a beautiful ceremony and tribute to Stan Mikita last night. It was just fantastic. I know it's available online, and you should really check it out. It was beautiful. His family was there. The rest of the ambassadors were down on the ice, and it was beautiful. Stan. And they have the players, Dan, are wearing the black 21 patch.
Oh, nice.
Throughout the entire season. And they have 21 now in the ice on either side of the, on either side. Which was a really great tribute to one of the greatest Blackhawks of all time, one of the greatest hockey players of all time. So, anyway, that was great stuff. So, anyway, we've got the Express. You'll hear how insane when towards the end of the Express, when you just listen to Weidman and Murray go nuts, because it's just... Like they just start giggling at one point. Dan, they're just like, I don't know what's going on.
That is fantastic.
So we'll get to that a little bit later on. Right now, though, we're talking about movies that make you cry, because I saw a movie over the weekend that made me cry, and that's Bradley Cooper's latest version of A Star Is Born with him and Lady Gaga, which is a really, really great movie, and a big surprise for me. I did not expect to like it as much as I did. I think it's one of the best movies of the year. And I cried through a lot of it. So, and by the way, if any of you guys saw it over the weekend, give us a call at 312-981-7200. But that got us onto the idea of movies that make you cry. So here's Linda on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Morning.
Several of them that have been mentioned are some of my favorites. But the one that really gets me every time is John Wayne's Green Beret. And towards the end, when the little guy is looking for... Tim Hutton, and he's looking and he's crying, and he says, it's Peterson, and he was killed. John Wayne goes up to him, and then he goes, and asks about him, and he says, you always knew it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts the Green Beret on him, and he takes his little hand, and he says, come on, he says, with me. And he says, but what's going to happen with me? He says, don't worry about it. He says, I'll take care of you. He says, because this is what this war is all about. And they're walking towards the ocean, looking at the sunset. And that little guy running and looking at all the helicopters for his Peterson, it just gets you. Mm. I don't know how many times I've seen the movie. I know what's going to happen, but several people that are there, they're, oh, that's one. I even see them starting to tear up.
Yeah. Yeah. Green Berets. Okay.
Yeah. Take care.
Okay, Linda. Take care. 312-981-7200. Here's Thomas on WGN. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
I have four of them.
Okay.
I'll go real quick.
All right.
Number one is Lucas.
Ah, yes. Shot right here in Chicago, in and around Chicago.
Yeah, that scene at the locker at the end where he gets his jacket.
Yep.
Rips me up apart. Yep. Number two, I know it's going to sound shocking, Seven.
Yeah, now what? What is it? Are you depressed? Because are you crying because you're depressed?
No. It's the one scene in that film that tears me up. It's the scene where Morgan Freeman and I think Gwyneth Paltrow, they're either in his their apartment or in
They're at the diner. They're at the diner. I know exactly what you're going to say. Yeah. No.
And
he says you hug that baby as long as you can, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It tears me up.
Yeah, no,
and
I can understand that.
It reverberates back because of the ending. Once you see the ending, it's just like, wow.
You know, the other thing about that movie is you know, Morgan Freeman's character, I got to say, Morgan Freeman's character in that movie is pretty heartbreaking, I think. I love the scene in the library where he's in and there's the night watchman, the library guys, they put the classic music on. And he's walking through the library. There's a real profound sadness about that. And about his character, like he's witnessed all of this horrible stuff while he's on this job. Yeah, no, that's a great movie. That is a great movie.
Yep.
Okay.
Number three is The Black Stallion. These last two films are films I used to watch with my dad. So then he passed. So
yeah,
Black
Stallion is a great film too. That is a really great movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Just an absolute. And Shane.
And Shane, of course, classic.
Yeah,
classic.
Yep.
All right, Thomas.
I thought of, but yeah.
No, I appreciate it, Thomas. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right,
take care. That's funny. The Black Stallion. It's how often does the Black Stallion? It came up like three times this weekend.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
All right, it's a great. Have you seen the Black Stallion?
I have not.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good. All right, 900 texts have come in because people like to cry. 630 area code, another Brian song. I was 16 when I saw it, and my father had just died at age 49, and I just sobbed. That's another thing, though. Like, if there's something happening in your life personally, it's going to have, you know, it's going to affect you in an entirely different way.
Sure.
Which is one of the reasons why, you know, Colossal was my favorite movie last year, because I was personally really deeply, profoundly affected by it, by a lot of people. Some people wouldn't. But it really got me. I mean, it really, really got me. Peter in Decatur said, come back, Little Sheba, On Golden Pond, and The Promise. 262 area code says, The Five Heartbeats. Five Heartbeats, I don't remember crying during that. I like that movie. Coolie High, yes, the ending of Coolie High. Oh, please. And The Way We Were. Another Barbara. Barbara likes to make people cry. 773 area code, Philadelphia, with Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington. That's a great one. 312 area code, It's a Beautiful Life. 815 area code, The Brave Little Toaster. 847 area code, My Girl. I remember seeing My Girl, and the girl I was dating at the time, Leslie Presley, was the girl I was dating at the time, and she lost it when Macaulay Culkin got stung by the bees and stuff, and Anna Chomsky had to, like, she was crying and everything. But Leslie Presley lost it. I did not, because I did not like My Girl. But 224 area code said The Natural. Really? Okay. 708 area code, Sophie's Choice. Oh, good Lord. That movie. Michael in Iowa says, I cry at a lot of movies, but in particular Terms of Endearment and The Color Purple. I wasn't expecting them to be so touching at the end, so I just lost it at both of them. Color Purple, I got a little sniffly. I will say I did. Terms of Endearment destroys me. That movie, oh, man. That's a movie where you sob. Terms of Endearment that scene where Deborah Winger is in the hospital bed and saying goodbye to her kids. Come on, man. What are we talking about here? Come on. Every time I watch that movie, it destroys. There's also an incredible moment in that movie where Jeff Daniels, who is pretty much he's pretty much a jerk the entire movie. Like, he, you know, cheats on Deborah Winger, not the best father in the world, and then it's after Deborah Winger's funeral, they're all in the backyard at in Aurora's house in the backyard, and they're all there, and her best friend, Deborah Winger's character's best friend, is sitting on a bench, and Jeff Daniels is sitting next to her, and they're just kind of sitting there, and they kind of like look at each other, and then Jeff Daniels just puts his head on her shoulder, like drops his head on her shoulder, like he can't deal with it anymore, and it's a wordless scene, you know, like there's no dialogue in that scene. It's just this moment that Jeff Daniels just kind of collapses his head onto her shoulder. It's a lovely moment, and it gets me every time. You know what other movie, Dan, makes me cry?
What's that?
Home for the Holidays. The Holly Hunter movie, directed by Jodie Foster. And it's another wordless moment that really, I mean, the movie, there are several times in the movie where I get a little misty, but the one part that just destroys me is after they've had this big, ridiculous confrontation at the dinner table, at the Thanksgiving dinner table, with her sister, and it turns into a nightmare. She and Robert Downey Jr., who plays her brother in the movie, they kind of go off into the kitchen with their plates of food, and just to get away from everything. So they just go off into the kitchen, and they sit down, and they put their food down, and Holly Hunter reaches over and opens up the drawer to get some forks for them, to get some silverware for them. She reaches over, tokes the door, and they've just gone through this really heavily emotional thing, and they're just kind of sitting there, and all of a sudden, she puts the fork down. They take like a bite of food, and then they just collapse into each other's arms. They don't say anything. And then it fades to black. The scene fades to black. Kills me every time. Every time. And that's a great movie. If people, you know, I don't know, you know, it was not a big hit at the box office. I watched that movie every time around Thanksgiving. I screened it at my film club one time, right in November. And I adore that movie. I really do. 630 area code, Simon Birch. Oh, boy. I left the theater wearing sunglasses at night. I bawled through the whole movie, and I was exhausted. Oh, boy. Here's my issue. I hate that movie. I hate it. I hate it. Dan, have you ever seen Simon Birch?
I have not.
You know what it's based on?
I do, and I know basically the plot.
It's based on my favorite John Irving book, and John Irving has written a lot of my favorite books. I love John Irving, and it's A Prayer for Owen Meany. Prayer for Owen Meany is really, really one of my favorite books of all time, and I hated what they did with the movie. I hated it. So, all right, everybody, hang on. 312-981-7200. Yeah, I cried because I was angry. That's why I cried. The same reason why the listener cried during Hamlet. That's exactly right. All right, let's take a break here. We got some weather to give you. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Steve Grzanich coming up at 5 with the opening bell, and coming up at 6, the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. Also, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, we're talking about movies that make you cry. The current version of A Star is Born, which just came out this weekend, directed by and starring Bradley Cooper and with Lady Gaga, is really great. Really great. And I really loved it a lot more than I thought I would, and it made me cry. So that's why we're talking about movies that make you cry. I got a ton of texts coming in and phone calls. Everybody hang on. People apparently like to cry, Dan.
Good release.
It is. 312-981-7200. Let's see. 773 area code, The Gift of Love with Lauren Bacall, and Funny Girl with Barbara Streisand. But Barbara Streisand, is she like the leader?
I would, if we're casting a movie, it would have to be Tom Hanks in the lead and Barbara Streisand is the female lead.
Yeah. 717, Pay It Forward. Oh, ugh. Not a fan of that movie. John says, Saving Private Ryan, and in particular the scene at the beginning when the cars drive up to tell the mom and she collapses on the porch. 630 area code says, I had never seen my dad cry until he took us to see E.T. Wow. 847 area code says, Bruce Willis, Liv Tyler scene in Armageddon before he blows up the asteroid. That gets me. Crying at a Michael Bay movie? Lydia says, Dr. Zhivago. Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Let's see. The 419 area code suggests Song of Bernadette. And 309 area code, Hachi, A Dog's Tale. Oh, that movie.
Second one in terms of the clubhouse lead.
Is that right?
Yep.
And that movie came out of nowhere, too. You know, because it really, nobody knew what it was. Like, oh, it's Richard Gere and a dog. No, that's a, that'll sneak up on you. That one will sneak up on you. I didn't expect it. I was like, watching that thing. 847 area code, La Bamba and My Dog Skip. All these dog movies, man. You kill a dog, people are going to cry. That's what's going to happen. La Bamba.
So we got to find a way for Tom Hanks and Bette Midler to have a dog.
No, not Bette Midler.
Oh, I'm sorry. Barbara Streisand. Yeah. And somehow involve football.
So. Although, I will say this, Bette Midler is way up there, too.
That's true. She's
in Beaches, for God's sake, which is one of the...
She's Barbara Streisand's best friend.
630 area code, Ordinary People. Mary Tyler Moore's character is so cold. That movie is another. That's another one. Forget it. That one kills me. Ordinary People. I love that movie. And for me, it's you know what's the thing I always complain about Ordinary People. And I don't complain because I think it's a great film. Is that everybody? All the actors, all the main actors, got nominated. Judd Hirsch got nominated. Timothy Hutton got nominated and won. Mary Tyler Moore got nominated, and Donald Sutherland didn't, and he gives the best performance in the movie. Like, it is a crime that Donald... And by the way, we've talked about this before. Donald Sutherland has never been nominated for an Oscar. How is that? Didn't they gave him an honorary one, though, last year, didn't they? Because didn't he get, like, an honorary thing? You know when they give away the special awards, the technical awards and stuff? I think he got honored that night. So I don't even think it was on the broadcast. I don't even think they had
2017 Academy Honorary Award for his contributions to cinema.
Yeah. No, he deserves to. He needs a real Oscar. Don't give him one of them fake ones. He's one of the best actors ever, man. All right, let's see. Let's go to the phones. Here's Tom on WGN. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hey.
You already mentioned Private Ryan, but I was going to say when they were in the cemetery. But, The Wizard of Oz at the end.
At the end of what?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, The Wizard of Oz. Oh, you cry at The Wizard of Oz. Oh.
Oh, I used to.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Okay. Oh, very good. All right, Tom, thanks, man. Here is Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hi. Good morning, Nick. Yeah, somebody did mention Hatching. That was going to be the one that was on my... about the one that sneaks up on you. And what kills me about that one, Nick, is it's a true story.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. It's a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing, it was fiction, but I think about that movie all the time.
Yeah.
I did cry after seeing Gymkhana, realizing I spent full price on a ticket.
You're going to make our listener Brian very angry with that comment.
I know. The end of Shawshank Redemption, the very last shot, mm-hmm. is pretty emotional.
Mm-hmm.
On the beach.
Yep.
I was pretty moved by the end of both the 1976 King Kong and the Peter. I forgot the guy's last name, but the one in the 90s.
Peter Jackson's King Kong. No, that's a beautiful...
Yeah, the best scenes of Kong. They're pretty devastating.
No, I cried during Peter Jackson's version. There's no question about it. I cried a lot during Peter Jackson's version, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the other one I wanted to bring up was the gun barrel to the head in The Fly.
Yeah.
The very end.
The Fly, Rich, I cried at The Fly, too. And people are going to think we're weirdos, but the thing about that movie is, as gross and crazy as it is a really touching love story. Like, it's a tragic, it's a tragedy at the end of that movie. It really is.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
I think didn't they do a musical opera on that? The Fly? It
was did they?
Musical,
oh, okay.
I believe so.
All right.
Yeah.
I have to look into that. All right.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
Take care, Rich.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, Nick? I agree with the King Kong, the Peter Jackson one, at the end when he's slipping off and he's looking at her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, my girlfriend's like, you crying? And I'm like, Well, I mean, look at
yeah.
what's happening.
No, no, it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I loved it. West Side Story. I saw that movie when I was probably 4 or 5 years old, and at the end, when she's screaming at everybody, and you know, it you know that one, I can't hold it back. And last time I seen it was about 2 years ago, and the same thing. I'm sitting on a bus, and I'm not well, you know, I'm not like, you know, full blast or
right.
like that, but I'm like,
yeah,
I was wiping the corner of my eye. Yeah. Like as if I had dirt in it or something.
Yeah, there you go. So I have allergies. That's what you have to say. Are you crying? No, I have allergies. Thanks, Harold. 312-981-7200. Here's a great one. 708 area code at the end of Thunderbolt and Lightfoot with Jeff Bridges. Yeah, boy. You know, Jeff Bridges got nominated for that movie. Radio Flyer. That was a good movie. Radio Flyer. Good movie. 630 area code crash. I'm assuming it's not the David Cronenberg one where people are having sex and crashing cars. It's probably the Paul Haggis. That would be my guess. Megan says Blue Valentine's ending. Oh my God. Yeah, Blue Valentine. That movie. I sobbed like a baby when I saw that movie. The scene with Ryan Gosling and the little girl. The documentary wise, I would say Dear Zachary, a devastating movie. Yeah, Dear Zachary made me. I was a mess watching that movie, but as Blue Valentine, the circumstances that the thing that I was going through in my life when I saw Blue Valentine was very similar to what the movie was about. With Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams. It is a great movie, but that just absolutely destroyed me. But a lot of it has to do with what I was going through in my personal life at that time, a lot of it. So, all right, let's take a break. We've got a lot more here. People are texting in and calling in, and we're talking about sad movies and movies that make you cry. 312-981-7200. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. And we also have friends with us.
That garlic gets me every time.
Oh, that's right. He should not eat garlic. He's not supposed to. The Dracula is not supposed to like, Farchula is not supposed to like garlic.
Wasn't that shocking?
See? Our good Halloween buddies here, Count Farchula and Fartenstein, they're here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Man, we got a ton of texts and people calling in. We've been talking about movies that make you cry because the new Star is Born was released this past weekend, and I saw it Saturday, and it made me cry, and I loved it. It's a really great movie. Bradley Cooper not only co-wrote it, stars in it, he also directed it. He wrote some of the music and songs for it. It's a real tour de force completely. And Lady Gaga's really good in it, too. Great in it, in fact. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So, let's see. We were talking about movies that make you cry. 262 area code, Forrest Gump. Yes, just screened that one this past summer as part of my Zemeckis Fest. Cried in the theater. I've seen Forrest Gump 900 times. And you remember, Dan, that when he discovers that he has a son, that's the scene that, and then the scene at Jenny's grave at the end.
Yeah, we had another texter say Jenny when Jenny died.
God almighty. Son, that was ridiculous. You could hear people, you know, because I showed it at my film club, and you could hear there was so much sniffling going on and blowing of noses during the scene at Jenny's grave. Now, you know who the kid is, right?
I do not.
Who plays his son?
No.
It's Haley Joel Osment.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, it was, he was the, you know, he was the one, he's, you know, he puts him on the school bus at the end of the movie and everything. It's Haley Joel Osment, who would later go on to see Dead People.
Quite a tour, quite a career.
Yeah. 262 area code, We Were Soldiers. That's a good movie. 585 area code, The Champ. Oh my God. The Champ with Ricky Schroeder and John Voight. That scene just killed me when his father was gone. That I'll tell you, I remember everybody lost their minds during that movie. I remember it came out in 79, maybe? 78, 79. And I just remember, like, that was the... Everybody cried. Everybody was talking about how they cried. Ricky Schroeder makes, you know, you see, if you saw Ricky Schroeder, you'd cry.
79.
847 Eric says, the ultimate gift. Tim says, Interstellar. Oh, my God, Interstellar. Oh. I lost it during that movie. Interstellar, yeah. No, that was like, Interstellar, out of control sobbing. Oh, my God. And I didn't expect, you know what I mean? I did not expect to have an emotional reaction to that movie as I did. I expect, because, you know, Nolan makes kind of cold movies.
Right.
You know, and I, you know, I expected it to be awesome and cool. I didn't expect it, like, I mean, I was losing it during that movie. Did you like Interstellar?
I did.
Oh, my God. And that's the, you know, and again, I did not expect to cry, and because I've liked a ton of, Dunkirk was pretty emotional, too. Dunkirk was pretty emotional, I will say. I didn't cry. I got a little bit misty. But Interstellar, just people were leaving the theater around me. They were just like, let's get away from this guy. He's making a complete spectacle of himself. Yeah, Davis Theater. I remember, never forget, I saw it at the Dave. First time I saw Interstellar, I saw it at the Davis Theater, and I really was, like, weeping. God, I love that movie. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Another movie to cry my eyes out was Bells of St. Mary's.
Oh, The Bells of St. Mary's. Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. Yeah, people love that movie. That is an absolute classic, The Bells of St. Mary. That gets people every time. That one gets mentioned a lot. Thank you, John. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Herb from Maryland says Paper Lion. 773 area code says Steel Magnolias. That one's had to come up a few times, I would imagine. Yeah, Steel Magnolias. I mean, I didn't. I'm not crazy about that movie. I didn't cry, but I can understand. I know a lot of people who saw Steel Magnolias and cried. 309 area code says Out of Africa kills me every time. Another great movie that I don't necessarily cry at, but it is a great movie. Dan, have we gotten a lot of Steel Magnolias?
First one, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Really? Well, I am shocked.
Mm-hmm.
405 area code says, for me, it's Schindler's List. I cry when they show the little girl's red coat, when Schindler starts saying that he could have saved more people when the Schindler Jews and their descendants placed the stones on his grave. Yeah, it's really moving. It's really, really moving, especially the real footage at the end that that Spielberg puts in there. Donna says, Pete's Dragon, the remake. I'm assuming the remake, because the remake made me cry, too. And White Christmas. 815 area code. Oh, here you go, Dan. Grapes of Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. 917 area code. We Bought a Zoo. Yeah, you know what? I make no apologies. I cried during We Bought a Zoo, and not because I thought it was bad. That movie made me cry, and I know, like, people hate that movie. I like that movie, and I thought it was good, and it made me cry. 630 area code says Horse Whisperer and Free Willy. Jim says I cried with Rudy and the movie Radio. Eddie Volkman is listening in. Hi, Eddie. I'm just like you, Nick. The older I get, the more I cry at everything. I even get all teary-eyed at the stupid Clydesdale Budweiser commercials with the dogs and stuff. Yeah, I know. I'm with you. Yeah. Dave says Mask makes him cry. 312 area code says 84 Charlie Mopic. Good movie. I don't think I cried during that one, but it is a good movie and one that more people should have seen. Brandy says, I took my kid to see Narnia. When the lion is presumed dead on the rock, I look down and see my six-year-old son with huge, soundless tears running down his little cheeks. Oh, little dude. Annie says, when I was small, Little Women. Yeah, I can understand that. When I was older, fried green tomato. Oh, fried green tomatoes. That's another one. Is that the only time we've gotten fried green tomatoes?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
That is shocking.
Stepmom in Titanic. Whoa! I can't believe Titanic has not been mentioned. 312 area code says, I always cry at the Joy Luck Club and Glory. Both of the movies are heartbreaking. I agree with both of those. So, Glory's a beautiful movie. Really beautiful. Here's David on WGN. Hi, David. David? Are you there, David?
Hello, this is Jeff.
Oh, it's Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a musical.
Okay.
I got a musical for you, and I think I might be too old for you guys. Carousel.
Carousel. I love Carousel. I don't cry when I watch it, but I love it.
At the end, when he falls on the knife, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a good one for a tearjerker, kind of.
Cool. All right, Jeff. Thanks, man.
All right.
Take care. There you go. Yeah. Okay. How about Old Yeller, man? Nobody texted Old Yeller?
Nobody's mentioned Old Yeller.
How do you not mention Old Yeller? It's like the scene in Stripes. All right, how many people cried during Old Yeller? Oh, you didn't cry during Old Yeller. And John Candy, all right, he puts his hand up. I cried my eyes out. Yeah, let's see. What else we got here? Beaches, Steel Magnolias, Dead Poets Society. I guess that movie makes people cry. Longtime Companion, oh yeah. That's a big one. Awakenings, that's the one with Robert De Niro and Robin Williams. I hate that movie. Dead Man Walking. Dead Man Walking with Sean Penn and Susan Sarandon. Yeah. That's a big one now. That's a cry movie right there. That's a movie you're going to cry when you watch. No question about it. All right. Let's see. We got a few more here if you want to jump in. Text or talk. 312-981-7200. Movies that make you cry. 312-981-7200. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We are here until 5 a.m., and it's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey, jokey, jokey time, and we'll have a crazy Blackhawks Express to play back from the crazy game from last night, their home opener. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about movies that make you cry in honor of the release of Bradley Cooper's version of A Star is Born, which is great. Really, really great. So what movies make you cry? 312-981-7200. You know a movie a lot of people cried at from last year was Call Me By Your Name.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was pretty moved by it. I didn't cry, but I was pretty moved by it. Yeah, so that was a big one from last year. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here is LJ on WGN. Hi, LJ.
What's going on, Nick?
Hey.
The one that came to mind, it actually had a poem that was written by a character that said, "Who would cry for the little boy?"
Mm.
Denzel directed it, Antoine Fisher.
Right. Right.
Right. And that really didn't get me the tearjerker moment. It was when he finally found his family.
Mm-hmm.
After he talked to his mother, he came back to his auntie's house, and they had bust in like three or four generations of his family in the course of 1 hour. I don't know how they did that.
Right, right.
That got to me when he came back to the house and he had all of his family waiting on him, welcoming him to the family.
Right.
That got to me.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that. All right, LJ, thanks, man.
All right.
Have a good one. 312-981-7200.
If I remember correctly, that's actually the movie that inspired Steve Cochran to find his birth mother.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Wow, okay. Wow, okay, I didn't know that. Very cool. All right, here is Phil on WGN. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
So
one of my top movies that would make me cry, or at least a great emotional experience, would be P.S. I Love You with Gerard Butler, Hilary Swank, Harry Connick Jr., Kathy Bates. Just a great cast, great writing. Oh, man.
I like that movie. I didn't cry, but I like that movie. And despite the fact that Gerard Butler's in it, but
right. Yeah. And that was not his typical role. So when he passed away, right away in the beginning, it was like, wow, like,
yeah,
this is something serious. And then, you know, they just play so many clever tricks on you in that movie, and you know, in the end, you finally find out. It's a great movie, though.
It's a good film. Richard LeGravenaise wrote and directed that movie. He's a great screenwriter and a good filmmaker.
Yeah. So,
all right, Phil. Yep. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. P.S. I Love You. You ever see that one, Dan?
I have not.
Yeah, it's good, despite the fact that Gerard Butler's in it. You know, in a couple of weeks, that Gerard Butler submarine movie comes out.
One of our listeners actually just called in a few minutes ago to make sure that you were aware of it.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it opens in a couple of weeks. I think it opens in the Halloween weekend. I'm not sure why they would open it on Halloween weekend. But there's kind of a lull in the releases because, like, the 19th of October, obviously Halloween comes out, and that's going to be, you know, it's going to make a ton of money, and of course I'm going to see that. And then the following week that comes out, but then the November 2nd, there's a bunch of movies that open on November 2nd, including Suspiria, the Suspiria remake. But yeah, it'll be uncontested that week. That's going to be I can't remember, Killer Murder. Or something. It's a submarine movie with Gerard Butler.
Hunter Killer.
See? Close. Hunter Killer. So I. And I see, legally, I have to see it, Dan.
That's why our listener called in.
It's a submarine movie. I legally am required to see it. Even though it looks really bad. But it's a submarine movie, so I'll love it. No one mentioned The Notebook?
Yeah, nobody's mentioned The Notebook.
How is that possible? That no one mentioned The Notebook. That one, the Notebook got to me. I got very weepy during that movie. I know a lot of people hate that movie, but I like The Notebook. I think The Notebook's a good movie. And I'm really shocked that nobody mentioned it. More texts are coming in, too. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Somebody mentions here on this list, The Bridges of Madison County. Which is absolutely true. Bridges of Madison County is a movie that made me cry my eyes out. And that's another one of those things where they actually made a movie that was like 8,000 times better than the book. Because Bridges of Madison County is a terrible book. But they made a great movie out of it. Clint Eastwood made a great movie out of it. And then the other example of that is American Psycho. American Psycho is an absolutely awful movie. But they made a great, or awful book, I should say. American Psycho, terrible, terrible, awful book. Made a great movie out of it. Oh, man, here's one. Big Fish. Dan, have you seen Big Fish?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Cried like a lunatic during that. That's a Tim Burton movie. So that's a great one, man. Great one. 815 area code says The Family Stone, the Diane Keaton, Craig Nelson bed scene and her revealing her cancer to Mulrooney. It tore my heart out. And then 847 area said Phenomenon. That's the Travolta movie, right? I don't remember that one being. I remember not liking it very much, but I don't remember that one being particularly tear jerky. David said, goodbye, my lady. I have the same breed of dog. See, that's another thing. You have the same breed. When you're watching that movie, you're watching a movie and they kill off a dog. 708 area code says Toy Story 3. Toy Story 3, you know, when they're on that conveyor belt going in to get, you know, into get burned to like in it, you know, to be into the flames. I was like, what's happening here? What am I watching? These are like beloved characters, and they're being slowly lowered into a giant oven. And then at the very end, you know, when the toys are given away, yeah. And you know they're doing a Toy Story 4. I don't know where they're going to go with it.
I had heard that
Toy Story 4. I guess it comes out next year, I think. But I don't know where they're going to go. I guess they're going to have to find a new kid, right?
Well, isn't that...
Is this a kid at the end of the third one?
I don't know, but I would assume based upon that.
Well, you know, because Andy's now, what, is he 40? No. Hey, whatever happened to the kid that lived next door, the creepy kid that lived next door that liked to rip apart his toys? What was it, Sid, right?
Sid, yeah.
Yeah. Wonder whatever happened to that guy. Wonder if he's a well-adjusted guy now. That was some creepy stuff. You know, that little hybrid that, with the doll head and everything, and the spider legs?
Sure. That comes,
that's creepy, man. Have you showed...
She watched it once, and she got freaked out.
The first one?
Yes. So we are Toy Story 2 only.
Oh, I see. And Toy Story 3 is... No.
Yeah.
With that scene where they're going into the fire, no.
I haven't seen it, but...
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh,
but,
my God, Dan.
I'm not going to... I mean, I had heard about what happened, so it's like... No,
it's like, wait a minute. Wait, well, you can't kill off these characters. You can't burn these characters up. And they're crying, and they're, like, facing their own death. I'm like, I don't... What is happening? Pixar, what are you doing, man? As we've established already, it's a requirement to cry at a Pixar movie. They go out of their way to make sure that you're going to cry when you see a Pixar movie. And they make great movies, too, though, man. They really do. All right. Let's take a break here. We got the news coming up right after this, and then we'll wrap this up. My dad's going to tell a joke, and we'll hear the crazy Blackhawks Express from last night's absolutely crazy game, especially that last period. So we will take a break, and we'll come back with more after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. It's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And we're going to play back the Blackhawks Express from that crazy game from last night. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about movies that make you cry because just over the weekend, this version of A Star is Born, Bradley Cooper stars in, co-wrote the songs, and directed it along and stars along with Lady Gaga. And it really is one of the best movies of the year. I was surprised at how much I really loved it. I was moved by it. I thought the acting was fantastic, particularly by Bradley Cooper, who, without question, should be nominated for Best Actor for the Academy Award. And I was very moved by it. It made me cry. So we've been talking about movies that make you cry. We've been getting a ton of calls and texts. Apparently, people like to cry at movies. So that's what we're learning here, is people enjoying a good cry at the movies. You know, Mary's in traffic. I wanted to jump in here. Hey, Mary, are you there?
She's got to grab her headphones.
Oh, she's grabbing her headphones. Okay. She's getting them right now. I can see. I wanted to get maybe Mary's thoughts on this, especially since we had to call up and mention Ice Castles with Robbie Benson. I don't know if that's one of her favorites. I don't know.
Ice Castles?
Yeah.
Well, it's Robbie, of course.
It's Robbie Benson.
But it didn't make me... Well, I think it did. When I was a teenager, yeah, I was probably crying.
Yeah, the blind ice skating girl.
Just because I couldn't go out with Robbie. That's
because you couldn't go out with Robbie
crying.
Benson. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Are there any movies that come to... Because this new Star is Born, by the way.
Oh, I gotta see it. I haven't seen it yet.
So good. I was pretty much blown away by it. I've never been a Lady Gaga fan. But she's great in the movie, and the songs are great, and Bradley Cooper way out of control in terms of all the stuff he did.
And I can't wait to see it. I love both of them.
Yeah, it's a great. I mean, seriously, Bradley Cooper. You know, it's one of the best performances. I think it's the best performance he's ever given. And I mean, it's just great. But it made me cry. So that's what we got. Now, do you have any that are go to for you for crying?
The number one that comes to me is Brian's song.
Brian's song. That is overwhelmingly the most popular one that we've got this morning.
Especially at the end when he says, "I love Brian Piccolo," and you're like, "Oh,
I know."
So do I.
That came up more than Dan by far, right? I mean,
line in the movie is that just gets me all the time. Beaches gets me all the time. I don't know. There's so many.
There's
of
a
them.
Lot of them.
Yeah.
How about The Notebook?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of The Notebook, but it does...
Steel Magnolias?
I never liked that movie.
So, wow. Me neither. But that would seem to be a pretty popular choice,
yeah,
though.
That was just too depressing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But those are the ones that come off the top of my head. I'll think of some more.
Think of some more, and also just know that Robbie Benson was mentioned this morning. So,
thank you.
Okay. Mary Vandeveld, big fan of Robbie Benson. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Here's Thomas on WGN. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Nick. I saw that Star Is Born on date night Friday night with my wife.
Yeah.
And, I heard that you guys said it was a tearjerker, and before we went into the show with recliners, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I got some paper towels, put them in my back pocket. And as soon as I could hear her sniffing, I handed her a paper towel. Well, the next morning, she's at the grocery store. I'm laying in bed. I'm looking at Facebook. I see the post for A Star Is Born. I watched the trailer, and the trailer made me cry. It was such a moving movie. So I call her, and I say, hey, I just watched the trailer for A Star Is Born, and I cried for you. She goes, you wussy. She comes home, watches the trailer, she's crying.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
It is
absolutely best movie of the year.
It is one of the best movies of the year. I agree with you, Thomas. And it's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are both amazing in it. It is
outstanding.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Completely. Okay, yeah. Thomas, thanks, buddy.
Love the show, Nick.
Okay, man, see ya. Yeah, I saw it, you know, like Colin said earlier during the reviews, you know, try to see it in the Dolby theaters because of the sound, because the concert scenes and the music scenes are amazing, and they sound so great in those Dolby theaters. And, of course, the Dolby theaters are pretty cool, too, because they've got the big reclining seats where you can just recline and relax.
So, you know, they're playing that song Shallow all over the place now on the radio.
It's a great song.
It's a really good song. He's a good singer.
I know. Like, where did this come from? And he can play the guitar? I was like, what is happening here?
I don't know. You know, a lot of actors, though, are multi-talented like that. And they all sing and play something and, you know.
Well, this came out of nowhere. I had no idea that he was that good. And the songs that he plays, like, that his character plays before he starts writing with, you know, the Lady Gaga character, are great too. Like the opening song is a jam. The first song that they play during the opening is fantastic. The soundtrack is great. I mean, people should go out and buy the soundtrack because, I mean, there's so many great songs on the soundtrack. It's just such a good movie. Really good. Let's see. We got more texts coming in. 630 area code says, I was growing up, it was the Cowboys with John Wayne. It was the first time I saw John Wayne's character die. You know who shoots John Wayne in that movie, right, Dan?
Bruce Dern.
That's right, Bruce Dern. One of the things that he's best known for is he killed John Wayne in the movie. People hated him. Oh, did they hate him? You can't kill the Duke. 312 area code says Mighty Joe Young. Yeah, I can see that. 815 La La Land. Oh yeah, I cried at La La Land. I did. Yentl, another Barbara Streisand. Whale Rider. That's a fantastic movie. I'm glad somebody brought that one up. Matt from Marengo says A River Runs Through It. That's the fishing movie, the fly fishing movie, with Brad Pitt and Craig Sheffer, Anthony Hopkins, directed by Robert Redford. 708 area code, Homeward Bound. Dan, did you cry during Homeward Bound?
I did.
I know that's one of your favorites.
Indeed.
815 area code, The Green Mile. Nah. Cried because of the length. Lulu says Dances with Wolves. I can't go there with that one. I can't. Can't go with you on that one, Lulu. Sorry. Here's Ray on WGN. Hi, Ray.
Hey. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Just the movie I was thinking of, it's an old movie, Nick, but I cannot make it through the movie. It's The Fighting Sullivans.
Oh.
About the five brothers that are killed, and they made it a federal law that the brothers can't serve in the same theater now because of all five of them being dying.
Yeah, no, that is a great movie, Ray. That's a classic too. That's an absolute classic. Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, Ray. Take care. Yeah. Whew. Let's see. 815 area code says Boys in the Hood when Ricky gets shot. Len says The Passion of the Christ. Brutal movie. Andrea says, I took my dog loving 8 and 13-year-olds to see 8 Below. We were all sobbing, and they were so mad for taking me to see the for taking them to see the movie. I'll never watch it again. Yeah, you know, there was Dan, when that movie came out, 8 Below, and that's oh, that's Paul Walker, right? I think that's Paul Walker's the star of that movie. They don't warn you, you know what I mean? They did not do a suitable warning for that one.
Yes, Paul Walker.
Yeah, because I think I think a lot of people had the same experience. You took your 8-year-old and your 13-year-old to see this movie, and they love dogs, and then you see this movie, and what happens in the movie is very unexpected. And I think a lot of people were blind. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie, but it's just, man, please. Carmen says, happy tears for the boy in Wonder and his achievement. Oh, my God, that movie. That was from last year. Dan, you haven't seen that one, right?
No, we haven't.
Oh,
seen
my it. God. That was my parents and I. I just, one of the few times I've seen my dad cry during a movie. This is the one with Jacob Tremblay and Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson. It is so emotional. I mean, you cry. Oh, my God. Let's see. 630 area code says that last scene in Hidalgo when Viggo Mortensen releases him back to his herd, and it's a true story, too. 312 area code says Dark Victory with Bette Davis. Oh, yeah. Classic tearjerker there. And then the Diane Fossey biopic Gorillas in the Mist makes me cry from beginning to end. Wow, that's interesting. Sigourney Weaver. You know that movie's 30 years old this year? That and Working Girl. She got nominated twice that year. She was nominated for lead actress for Gorillas in the Mist and supporting actress for Working Girl. And she didn't win either of them. But yeah, both of those movies. Working Girl's 30 years old too. Man. Let's see. 630 area code says about Shawshank, the Get Busy Living scene, of course. 847 area code says The Clown, starring Red Skelton from the early 50s. 773 area code says Lion. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Phil says Sid actually comes back in Toy Story 3. He's the garbage truck driver. Oh, I don't remember that.
He said it was like a quick thing, like you have to be looking for it.
Oh, man. Okay. Thomas says Cinema Paradiso. Yeah, the ending of that movie gets to a lot of people. I like that movie. I didn't love it as much as most people do. How about this one? How about Million Dollar Baby? Clint Eastwood and Hilary Swank? A Walk to Remember? Got that one. Wendy and Lucy. That you ever see that movie, Dan? About it's a real low budget movie with Michelle Williams, and she loses her dog.
No.
Oh, it's a great movie. Nobody saw it. I don't know why I'm asking if you saw it, because like 5 people saw it. It's like an ultra low budget movie, real indie movie, and nobody saw it. I mean, it made my top 15. I think the year it came out. So, yeah. Beasts of the Southern Wild. That's a good one. Very good one. All right.